America Weekend.
Hey there, it's America Weekend with me, Valerie Smaldone, and some friends on the program today, all different kinds of friends weighing in, as we always do every weekend. I love to read business publications. One of those publications is Forbes. And I came across an interesting article written by a woman who was an FBI undercover and counterintelligence agent for 24 years. This woman is serious. Her name is Larae Key. She's the author of Secrets of a Strong Mind and Mental Toughness for Women Leaders, 52 Tips to Recognize and Utilize Your Greatest Strength. So she wrote a story in Forbes that is interesting, and I wanted to share it with you because having been a female FBI agent, boy, that's an interesting role to be playing. She needed to be very confident when interviewing suspects and also with the people around her. So she has some tips on how to really create that confidence. What I like about this article, and I agree 100%, is she says confidence should never be confused with arrogance. And I think that is a very important distinction because certainly on social media, people tend to be very arrogant. They think that they're hiding behind the internet, behind their smartphone, whatever. So that arrogance comes across and it's really annoying. And what's the difference? Arrogance is thinking you're better than somebody else. Confidence is knowing you are competent in what you're doing and expecting to be treated with respect. So I appreciate that distinction that she wrote. So she has the six tips that I want to share with you. She does state that some areas of low confidence for women include feeling that they're not worthy of a promotion, feeling they're the wrong size, the wrong skin color, they don't have the proper education, they're not athletic, they're not worthy of love or friendship. So those are just some common issues that women bring to the table all the time. So this woman, Larae, outlines six things for confident women to do. First of all, make sure you start your day in a positive way with gratitude because it puts your life into perspective. She is into five positive affirmations in the beginning and the end of the day. So I don't know whether you want to do five or one or none, but just to have that sense of confidence and positive thinking and gratitude is a great way to start the day. This is something you can physically do and physically change. A lot of people avoid eye contact. And when they meet somebody, they don't really land their eyesight on that person. They look up, they look down, they look around, they look down. So it's very important, she states, and I agree, that making eye contact is something you want to do with everybody you meet. And make sure that people know that you're planted, you're there, you're involved, you're engaged, and controlling the situation. Confident women do not stay in their comfort zone. They're always looking outside of what's comfortable. In fact, they're looking for things that aren't uncomfortable to do. They're curious about the world around them and have a belief in their competence, and self-esteem comes from that. By the way, if you've had past failures, which we all have, nobody is immune, it doesn't mean that you'll be a failure in the future. So you have to sort of have that sense of getting up and getting back on the horse and just keep moving on. The next one is particularly of interest to me because it's about your voice and speaking in low or mumbling tones so people do not hear you is the hallmark of somebody who is not confident. So it doesn't mean you have to shout or be obnoxious or shrill. It means that you use your voice in a powerful way. Even if it's soft, you can use your voice in a powerful way with the cadence, with the way you form your words, with your tone. So think about that and make sure that you work on it if it's an issue for you. A weak handshake, of course, is always the hallmark of somebody who's not confident for men or for women. And you want to be sure that when you extend your hand and you go to make that handshake, clamp down and shake it with authority. Don't have that dead fish handshake or that limp wrist. It's a huge turnoff, by the way. So this is a very interesting article. I appreciate it. Happy to share it with you from Forbes.com. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Thanks for joining us on America Weekend. America. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration, until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058, use promo code AW, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you feel overwhelmed by your to-do list?
Productivity expert Jim Benson suggests that instead of creating a long list of tasks, get a whiteboard and add these three columns: ready, doing, and done.
In the ready column, put things you need to do.
In the doing column, list three things you will do.
Put your completed tasks in the done column.
Each column is vital. The ready column shows you options instead of a stress-inducing to-do list.
The doing column keeps you focused on your most important tasks.
And the done column shows what you've accomplished.
Replace your to-do list with ready, doing, done. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Every now and again, a great little horror film appears from nowhere, and the witch is original and scary as hell. I'm in!
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.